Most of us will experience a bout of low back pain at some time in our lives. It can be disabling, and while the treatment is not to lie down to back pain, most of us will reach for painkillers. But the question is, which analgesic? There's evidence that we've covered in the past that paracetamol isn't very effective in back pain. But what about non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs, the most commonly used in Australia being ibuprofen? A group of Danish and Dutch researchers have reviewed the evidence from 32 randomised placebo-controlled trials of NSAIDs in acute back pain involving over 5,000 participants. Dr. Wendelin van der Gaag is from the Erasmus University Medical Centre in Rotterdam and was the lead author of this Cochrane review. Welcome to the Health Report, Wendelin.
Thank you for the invitation. Thanks.
So before we get down to the review, how's the COVID pandemic going in the Netherlands?
I'm not sure if it's similar to Australia, but we are, I think, flattening the curve right now. So hopefully we will get there soon and be able to loosen the lockdown a little bit.
And you've had a lockdown. You're not like Sweden, so you've had a lockdown.
We've had a lockdown. We were allowed to play sports and do sports outside individually. But we were free to go outside, but keep distance and work from home, that sort of thing. So
and
it was a sort of intelligent lockdown, they called it.
Right. And the number of cases, the number of deaths, just briefly? I mean, just interested to hear.
Yeah, it should be about 5,000 right now, which is the official numbers.
Of deaths.
I think, yeah.
Let's go back to this review of NSAIDs and low back pain. What did you find in this review?
I think like the main findings, so we like you said, we included 32 trials with over 5,000 participants, and if we look at our main comparison, which was NSAIDs versus placebo, then NSAIDs seemed slightly better in reducing pain and disability on the short term. And for pain, this difference was about 7 points on a 0 to 100 point scale. And for disability, this was a difference of 2 points on a 0 to 24 point scale.
Is that enough for somebody to notice the difference? I mean, these point scales are great for research, but sometimes people say, "Whoa, 7 points, but I didn't actually notice anything."
Exactly. I think that is a very good question because it is different, but it's probably not relevant for an individual person. Usually we say about 10 to 15 points difference should be a difference that people really notice. But it might also be individual if you think it's worth it.
You looked at some of these trials were very short, like in the first day, mm-hmm. to see whether it helped in the first day, and some went out to 6 months. What sort of effect, and you're not supposed to use them for that long, but what sort of effects did you notice when you analyzed the follow-up?
I think our main follow-up time point was any outcome that was measured close towards 3 weeks, because most people tend to improve in that amount of time, at least a bit. So most were short-term trials. Could you repeat the question?
Well, no, that's fine. I think you've answered the question because it was out to 3 weeks. Now, there are lots of different NSAIDs on the market. So the commonest one in Australia is ibuprofen, but there are lots of others there. Were all NSAIDs mm-hmm. the same, or were some more effective than others?
Yeah, we also looked at NSAIDs versus other NSAIDs, and in most often there was no difference. A few single trials that showed a difference, but I think most often they are comparable. And the only difference would be probably the type of side effects that would occur.
And what sort of side effects were noticed in these trials?
Well, it's good to know that these trials, they are usually, like we said, they're very short term and have a short follow-up. So usually you can better use observational studies to measure the side effects. But often these were gastrointestinal side effects.
Like bleeding and indigestion.
That sort of things, nausea, that sort of things.
Now, there are some people in whom you shouldn't use non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. You shouldn't get ibuprofen off the shelf. Who are they? What are the contraindications to using these drugs?
Yeah, I think that goes a bit beyond this review because, like in this Cochrane review, we made a summary of the evidence for NSAIDs. But I think definitely as GPs, we should incorporate the comorbidities in the decision to prescribe them or not. So especially in elderly people or people with kidney problems, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal problems, we should probably be a bit more careful before we prescribe them to these groups of people.
Now, as I said, go on.
I think most importantly that we should follow up on these people. So if we decide, well, in healthy people, it would be easier if they are really in pain, back pain can be very hurtful. So if they are in pain in healthy people, we could prescribe them, but we should follow up and revise them shortly and see if they benefit from it. And so, otherwise, we should stop the medication probably.
Doesn't leave much though, does it? If the NSAIDs don't work very well, paracetamol doesn't seem to work very well, you're just left with getting on with it.
Yeah, I think that is probably one of the issues also in my GP office. We often see these people and of course, the current guidelines they mainly recommend like patient education, reassurance, and exercise to strengthen the back to prevent new episodes. And most importantly, to stay active, to keep moving. But we don't have much alternatives, indeed, as you said, to the NSAIDs.
And our next story will tell you there's even yet another issue with other drugs, but we'll come to that in a moment. Look, Gwendolyn, thank you. Thank you very much. You're welcome to stay on listening. Gwendolyn, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Dr. Gwendolyn van der Gaag is in the Department of General Practice at the Erasmus University Medical Center in Rotterdam.